I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the regular session of the Mayor and Council of the City of Bisbee, County of Cochise, and State of Arizona, to be held on Tuesday, April 4th, 2017 at 7 p.m. in the Bisbee Municipal Building, 118 Arizona Street, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein.
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hansen.
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis.
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith.
Aye.
Councilmember Bill Higgins.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas.
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom.
Here.
City staff Richard Marsh, City Manager. Ashley Coronado, City Clerk. Carrie Bagley, Finance Director. Andy Heratic, Public Works Director. Albert E. Chavez, Police Chief. Britt Hansen, City Attorney.
I'd like, for our invocation tonight, I'd like us to take just a moment of silence to think about the catastrophes that are happening, such as the poor people in Colombia right now, and that when we look at our problems in Bisbee, they seem relatively small in comparison. So if we could take a moment of silence. Thank you. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks. Please be seated. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We have a proclamation. This is the Fair Housing Proclamation, which I shall read. Fair Housing Proclamation, whereas the Civil Rights Act of 1968, commonly known as the Federal Fair Housing Act, and the Fair Housing Amendments Act of 1988, prohibits discrimination in the sale, retail, leasing, and financing of housing or land to be used for the construction of housing, or the provision of brokerage services on the basis of race, color, religion, sex, disability, familiar status, or national origin. And whereas the 1968 and 1988 Federal Fair Housing Acts declared that it is a national policy to ensure equal opportunities to housing, and whereas April has traditionally been designated as Fair Housing Month in the United States, now therefore I, Mayor David M. Smith, do proclaim April as Fair Housing Month in the City of Bisbee and do hereby urge all citizens of this community to comply with the letter and the spirit of the Fair Housing Law. Signed this 4th day of April, 2017. We're going to move right into call to the public. Please remember, we have decorum, we have respect, and we have 3 minutes. So with that, Mr. Peyton Dean.
Hello, I'm Peyton Dean. Some of the council members know me. The mayor knows me. Try and keep it short and sweet.
Mr. Dean, would you move the mics in so the people... This is televised, as you know, so we need to make sure they can hear you.
Not used to being on
television.
Thank you, sir. On March 7th, an agenda item that was publicly posted, discussion and possible approval of the acceptance of gifts to the City of Bisbee from Sloan Boucher and license to construct pickleball courts on city property. Pretty innocuous agenda item, but yet included in that action, a volleyball court was destroyed, and there was no mention of that on this agenda. State law requires that the specific matters to be discussed, considered, or decided at the meeting must be publicly posted. And I understand there's documents pertaining to this that are in the city hall that are publicly accessible, but publicly accessible is not the same as publicly posted. And I fear that the city council and the mayor may have violated the Open Meetings Act by doing this. And it's a policy of the state of Arizona that meetings of public bodies shall be conducted openly and that notices and agendas be provided for such meetings which contain such information as is reasonably necessary to inform the public of the matters to be discussed or decided. This is all part of the Arizona Revised Statutes. And I'm just, I am pursuing a complaint with the city attorney to follow up on this because I feel that y'all failed the city of Bisbee in allowing the citizenry to make an informed decision on this matter. And that's pretty much all I have to say on the topic.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Melinda Dean. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Whatever he said.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
got
in
it.
Case I
all right. A little stopgap there. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move on to the general business and accounts payable.
I move that we pay accounts payable in the amount of $139,798.83.
I second that. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Moving on to approval of the consent agenda. There are items A through F. Item A, approval of the minutes of the regular session of the Mayor and Council held on March 21st, 2017 at 7 p.m. Approval of the appointment of Giles Paris to the Transit Advisory Committee. C, approval of the appointment of Marco Flores to the Youth Council. D, approval of the appointment of Damaris Lopez to the Youth Council. E, approval of the park facility and right-of-way use permit for Old Shit Rules for the use of City Park for the third annual Howl and Prowl Vintage Motorcycle Show on Saturday, May 20th, 2017, from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. F, approval of a special event liquor license application submitted by Bisbee Vogue, Inc., for an event to be held at 16 Erie Street, Bisbee, Arizona, on Sunday, April 16th, 2017, from 1 p.m. to 12 midnight, Cynthia Conroy, applicant. Any member of the council wish any of these items to be pulled for further discussion? Hearing none, do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the consent agenda items A through F.
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries unanimously. Moving on to new business. Item number three. Discussion of possible approval of Resolution R-1703, reaffirming Bisbee's fair housing policy and acknowledging the city's commitment to the principles of fair housing. Richard J. Marsh, City Manager.
Thank you, Mayor, and welcome guests and those watching by cable. As recipients of Community Development Block Grant funds, the city is required to affirmatively state that we enforce fair housing laws. And so we've done that by this proclamation that's been passed by the council tonight. The second step in that is to pass this resolution. As you know, we receive Community Development Block Grant funds. Currently, we have $245,000 that are used for Tin Town. That $245,000 used for the design and construction of the grading over at Tin Town. And so what we have tonight is just our commitment that we're showing to HUD, and that's the organization that provides the Community Development Block Grant funds, that we will affirmatively support for housing laws.
Thank you. Any questions? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve Resolution R-17-03, reaffirming Bisbee's fair housing policy and acknowledging the city's commitment to the principles of fair housing.
I second.
Can we have a motion and we have a second? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, sir. Moving on to number four. Discussion of possible approval of the notice of intent to adopt ordinance O-17-03, rezoning parcel 103-61-437, owned by Tonya Borges and located at 219 Tombstone Canyon from R1 to CM1. Joe Ward, Planning and Zoning Staff Liaison. And our Building Inspector, among many other things.
Lots of hats. Mayor and Council, Ms. Borgeson wants to rezone her property from residential R1 to CM1, which is a commercial and residential mixed use. And this passed through the Planning and Zoning Commission unanimously, 6-0. And if you've looked at the staff report that I had done for them, it is this rezoning is supported by four different policies of the general plan. I think it's a good idea, and it's good business for us. But that's what we're looking at—the unique little property—and I'd really like to see it get fixed up too.
Thank you. So we have staff recommendation as well as the planning and zoning unanimous recommendation. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Any comments or questions?
I just wanted to make a comment that I'm glad that building is going to be fixed up. That's one of my favorite little spots in Bisbee. That's all I have. Thank you.
Mayor, again, I'm liaison to the Council, liaison to the Planning and Zoning Commission. I move that we approve the notice of intent to adopt ordinance 01703 to rezone parcel 103-61-437 owned by Tonya Borgeson and located at 219 Tombstone Canyon following from R1 to CM1. And I believe there's three conditions that were recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission. They are: the applicant shall provide the city with a signed acceptance of conditions and a waiver of claims form arising from ARS section 12-1134 signed by the property owner of the subject property within 30 days of the city council approving of the rezoning, plus condition 2, any proposed exterior construction, reconstruction, alterations, and structural changes will also be subject to approval of the design review board per section 2.6 of the Bisbee Zoning Code, and condition 3, should the applicant not pursue a boutique use, the applicant agrees to limit other alternative uses to preclude restaurants, daycare, and automotive service.
Second.
All right. Thank you. We have a motion and second. Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0 unanimously. Item number 5, discussion and possible approval of a resolution R17-04, an application to USDA Rural Business Development Fund, and to provide $9,000 in leveraged support services. Richard J. Marsh and Melanie Green.
Thank you, Mayor. A little background on how we got here. I received an application from the USDA, United States Department of Agriculture, pertaining to a feasibility study. For those interested in looking into establishing a science exploration resource center. Immediately I thought about the natural resources that we have here in Bisbee. We talk about the ecology, the rare fish specimen, the rare birds, the rare minerals. We think about our dark skies that we have. We think about our proximity to the Sonora Corridor and the sea cortex. And so, well, maybe we may have something here, but we thought it was really important that we not do this in a silo alone. And so I thought about Etta that brought this idea up to me from some time ago, by the way. And I asked Melody if she could assist us with the grant writing for this application. And of course, Melody agreed. And this happened right before I went back to Michigan. And I got back a week later, and Melody had talked with the mayor. She had talked with some council persons and also met with iBisbee committee and also with Etta and had put together this application that we're considering tonight for approval. And there's a $9,000 what's called in-kind match, which is no funds from the city budget, but it's time that support that will be provided by staff for the oversight of the feasibility study. The grant application is due the end of April. We are required to have the feasibility completed, if I'm not mistaken, by the end of this year, December 2017. And Melanie is here to answer any questions, along with myself, that you might have regarding this application that we're referring to tonight.
Thank you, sir. We have one person signed up, and that's Etta Kralovic. So please.
Look at all this information here. Hi, I'm Etta Kralovic. For those of you that don't know, thank you for letting me speak tonight about this exciting project regarding the USDA grant to conduct a feasibility study for a science center in Bisbee. I'm a Bisbee resident and director of the Graduate Teacher Education Program at UA South, and it's in that role that I'd like to speak to you tonight. Over the past 5 years, UA South has prepared over 75 STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math teachers in Cochise and Santa Cruz counties. During that time, I've been a member of a number of STEM-related committees in Cochise County, all focused on improving STEM education. Typically, these various initiatives work in isolation, yet have common goals. In the past year, a number of developments have happened that make this the perfect time for our common goals to come together in a common project. I'd like to thank the city for proposing to take this first step toward a dream of a science center in Bisbee. Imagine a place where kids could come on the weekends for scientific explorations and come with their teachers during the school year. In addition, it would be a place for regional teachers to access contextualized professional development appropriate to this area in terms of ecology, the environment, and the science of mining. In addition, the project has the potential to bring researchers to the region to study the unique geology and biodiversity. On behalf of UA South Teacher Education, I want to let the city know that we consider ourselves partners in this project, and we'll do everything that we can to move the project forward should it be approved. We have colleagues at the University of Arizona College of Science and Biosphere 2 ready to jump into a project in Bisbee. In addition, I'm a member of the Rural Activation Innovation Network, RAIN, and I will bring this project before their annual board meeting on April 22nd. RAIN is a grant-funded project from the National Science Foundation and, I hate to say it, ASU, that is tasked with improving informal science learning in rural areas in Arizona. Research tells us that ongoing informal science experiences shape children's attitudes toward science, and the RAIN project will both assess and support informal science learning, which the Bisbee Science Center could be the heart of. Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have any questions of our city manager or Melanie Green?
Mayor, if I could make one other comment that I missed
yes,
out on, please. I'd like to add this collaboration and partnership that we're proposing for this study and for the establishment of the exploration center also includes Freeport-McMoRan. You know, around the country, around the world, they're looking at other educational opportunities and exploring and researching ways to look at the rare minerals and how we can go about using those rare resources we have here in the city of Bisbee. I want to thank them for their commitment. And also I found out that a gentleman here tonight is also on the advisory board of the U of A Science Center from the Freeport-McMoRan.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Just a question. One of the alternatives we're looking at is the use of the current mine tour, which might go into a foundation.
Yes.
Would have a broader focus than that would be science exploration research, and I think that certainly is a nice combination, a good expansion of that what we're now doing already.
Right, right. That certainly is one of the areas that is being looked at. The last meeting we discussed the fact that we would be in reference to the new lease with Freeport for the Queen Mine Tour, that we would be working in the near future moving forward to establish a third-party foundation to actually run that tour. And this would be a pretty good fit. So that's what we're kind of looking at, doing both of these and hoping that we can put them together and so that we would have actually, as we discussed, some hydrology, we would have geology, astronomy, and a few other sciences that would all work together very well in Bisbee. So, thank you. Anything else? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve and implement this resolution R-17-04 as written, including that the city apply for the grant and commit $9,000 of city funds for administration of that grant.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Ms. Coronado, please.
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Aye.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. And thank you, Ms. Green. Number six, and Ms. McBride, I'm sorry. You put down call to the public, yes. And I made an assumption without looking. I apologize. Is item number nine, in fact, what you were going to be discussing?
Yes.
All right. Is it all right to leave you at that point?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Discussion and possible approval to adopt the fiscal years 2017 to 2019 action plans. Richard J. Marsh, City Manager, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. What we have before us tonight are the goals, actually, which is really the charge that the Mayor and the Council has given to our leadership team here in the City of Bisbee. Those four goals have been established. One would be ensuring the financial sustainability for the City of Bisbee, diversify Bisbee economy. Three would be attracting young entrepreneurs and families. And four would be to retain, develop staff. What's more important than the goals is the exercise we went through to get here. And I want to thank the Mayor and the Council for your patience and also the leadership team for participating in a day and a half of discussion and exchange of information and feedback. We all look through, as our consultant said, at situations through different lenses based on our background and our experiences. The Mayor and the Council have a set of lenses. Our staff have a set of lenses. And so what we had was a dialogue where we all had an opportunity to talk about what we thought were the most critical issues facing the City of Bisbee. And what was interesting about this process, the consultant sent out a survey prior to that one day and a half session. It was a confidential survey, meaning that responses that were given were not shared with anyone else until we had our session on day one. And the results of these goals is a result of each and every person that participated in that, which is you and also our stat leadership team, of what we felt were the critical issues facing the City of Bisbee. And therefore, we have those goals that have been established. The next step, if approved by council, what we will be doing as a leadership team is not having a quarterly update of our performance towards reaching those goals or a monthly update, but we're providing a weekly update to the Mayor and the City Council of our progression, our progress towards reaching those goals up to the City of Bisbee. With that, I'll stop, and if there's any questions or concerns you may have, we'll get our answer there for you.
Thank you, sir. Do we have questions from the council?
Mayor, yes. Again, it was a very productive exercise that we went through, sitting down with staff and with council, and it was certainly, I appreciate what you put together and the facilitator that we had. We have on your, Ashley, to pass out a copy of another statement that each of us have here, which was part of the report that Joe Oren presented to us. And what we have before us for action is a very abbreviated statement of that in terms of just the statements of each action strategy. And I felt that the report, the alternative report that Mr. Aaron provided to us, provides in the boxes an explanation of each of those goals, which clarifies them. It also includes kind of a second level of priorities, which are called priorities when resources permit.
And I find this a much more useful document in terms of explaining what we did to the general public. I even had a person come up this evening and ask, is there something more here that I could read in terms of understanding this? And so if it is possible, I would like to adopt this alternative for our statement of action objectives.
I am not exactly sure what we're discussing. I'm sorry, I know what we're discussing. I'm not sure exactly what you're asking. I'm sorry.
We, in terms of the agenda, yeah. We have an abbreviated statement in terms of what our highest priorities are. I would instead like to adopt this document, which was a supportive document that was provided to each of us, in its stead.
I see. Okay. That's what I thought you said. Wanted to.
Yeah, I might be able to help a little bit here.
Yeah.
Is there a title you could put on this document? Could you give it a name?
I would say the same name that's been proposed here for the...
Oh, the specific action plan?
Right. I mean, this is called...
Okay, substituting this document for another document is what... But still calling it the same thing.
Well, they all are the same. The priorities are the same. It's just that this provides additional information, explanation of each one of those priorities, and also lists, again, some priorities that permit, and I think... Indeed, we're going to be discussing some of those, sure, in the coming year. So it more fully reflects the discussion that occurred and what the outcome was. And I think it's a much more informative document to the general public.
Right. It as I understand, it adds to the, rather than detracts from.
Yes? Couldn't we just use it as a supporting document to the action plan and adopt?
I thought about that.
Adopt this as the supporting documentation.
I thought about that, but this is such a much better document that I really I want this online, and I want this in the hand of citizens rather than briefer document. It seems like it's a.
As an alternative, having both of them. I mean, if you just want to see what the priorities are, if you want to go more in depth, that's all.
Okay, you have a motion.
Yeah, I have.
We have a second?
Okay, good.
I haven't even read through it, because we just got this, right? And I don't remember seeing this before tonight, right?
It was sent out in a packet to us in terms of results.
Yes, sir.
The
explanations and stuff?
Right.
Yes, sir.
These documents.
I guess I would, before you vote on it, I just want to make sure with Ms. Coronado that the record will be clear which document is being adopted. Okay.
Yeah, because the name of this document is City of Bisbee Draft Action Plan, February 2017.
We want to change that to the action plan.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right, we do have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Further discussion? Are you caught up, Ms. Coronado?
I think so now.
Okay. Well, I think so. I think I am too, but... All right. Could we, for clarity, could you please read the motion?
Mr. Dunn, you didn't really say I move, correct? You were just asking to approve that. There wasn't an actual official motion. I'm sorry.
The mayor said I move, but that's true.
I was trying to save you from doing it again.
I know, but so I can get the actual meeting.
But please, okay. Then, would you like to make your formal motion then?
Okay.
Thank you.
Then I wish to move that we... How should I word this? Adopt the replace the document in your hand. You know, I have in my hand for the one that was provided in our packet, and it would be called then the fiscal year
2017-2019 action plan.
With a friendly amendment, sir, that the one you have in your hand, we indicate, is presently called the draft action plan.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, do we? I'll second that. That's good. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
Apparently it's passes 6-1. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Number 7, discussion of possible approval of 5 agreements with Cable One Business for internet service at various city buildings. Ashley Coronado, City Clerk.
Good evening, Council. Before you tonight are the 5 agreements with Cable One. Just provides internet service to the majority of the city buildings. They've broken out by month for the wastewater plant, senior center, and fire department, along with the Queen Mine at $59.50 per month. The animal shelter is $69.45 per month, and the difference there is that includes wireless service as well. And for City Hall is $212.50 per month, and that includes the high-speed internet, T1 line, and static IP.
Thank you. Do we have any questions?
I have just one, just for clarification. Has the amount per month increased from the last one?
Yeah. Yes. Nothing's changed. It's just, and every 3 years we have to approve a new contract with them.
Don't be asking for trouble. All right. Any other further comments? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the 5 agreements with Cable One Business for internet service at the wastewater, senior center, fire department, Queen Mine, animal shelter, and City Hall.
Second.
Thank you. We have a motion. We have a second. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Ayes have it. 7-0. Thank you, Ms. Coronado.
Thank you.
Number 8, discussion of possible approval of a letter to the United States Border Patrol, Brian A. Terry Station, inviting them to be annexed into the city limits of Bisbee. David M. Smith, Mayor. I have provided a letter which has been posted online. And we have it in our packets. I've been asked a couple times, why do we want to do this? There's several reasons. One is the Brian A. Terry Center borders the city of Bisbee, and it employs presently 300 people. We only know that may probably go up, but we don't know. For funding purposes, for grants and so forth, it behooves us to have large employers in our city and with a workforce, which is counted as workforce towards grants. This will be of assistance to us in the future. Second, it will provide an additional revenue of $6,800 a year in the form of trash and garbage pickup services. And third, it seems to fit with Bisbee because this is the only, first and only green Border Patrol station in the United States. And so it kind of fits with our purpose in Bisbee. It's all recycled water, it's solar electricity, etc. So with that, Mr. Marsh and the Public Works Director, Mr. Raddick, and I have had conversations with the U.S. Border Patrol, and they're simply wanting at this point an invitation letter for them to then go ahead and send back to their people, Department of Homeland Security in Washington, to get the final approval. Do we have any questions from the council or comments?
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, what was the amount that you said that we would get in revenue?
6,800.
6,800. Okay, because it's not included in in our information here.
Yeah. Mr. Heratic was on vacation last week, and so I was able to get that figure literally yesterday from a final figure. Further questions?
Well, being a government agency, they would not be paying property tax. Is that correct?
That's right. That's why I'm saying we would receive a net figure of $6,800.
Right.
Anything further? Do we have a motion?
I move to approve the letter to the United States Border Patrol, Brian A. Terry Station, inviting them to be annexed into the city limits of Bisbee.
Thank you, sir. I second that motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, nay.
Nay.
We have 6-1. Motion passes 6-1. Number 9, discussion and possible motion regarding a special action by Emily Anderson, Carol and Dan Beecham et al. Versus City Board of Adjustment regarding trailers at 205 Douglas Street. Mr. Hansen.
Thank you, Mayor, Council. this agenda item was noticed as a possible executive session. I don't think it's going to be necessary to do that. But first, let me give an update in open session, and we can go from there. At the last council meeting, I mentioned that the property owner, Mr. Obenchain, had a right to intervene in the lawsuit, and I also mentioned that he had not done so as of that meeting. I also stated that we would be contacting both parties to see if we could find an alternative solution to the continued litigation. So the first step update that I wanted to mention is I did file a motion for additional time for the city to respond to the lawsuit, and the court granted the city until April 28th to do that. Second update is following the last council meeting, Mr. Obenchain retained attorney Nathan Williams from Sierra Vista. I called Mr. Williams, and he informed me that he would, in fact, be filing a motion to intervene on behalf of Mr. Obenchain. And shortly thereafter, Mr. Williams did file a motion to intervene, along with a motion to dismiss the case. The third update is yesterday the plaintiff's attorney, Margo McCartney, filed a response to that motion to intervene and motion to dismiss. She did not object to the motion to intervene. Of course, did object to the motion to dismiss. Update number four, following the meeting, Councilmember Higgins and I did meet with the plaintiff's attorney, Margo McCartney, to discuss the case and see if there was a possibility of an alternative resolution. We also set up a similar meeting with the owner's representative. However, on the day of the meeting, he called to cancel, saying that Mr. Obenchain had since retained an attorney and preferred that we talk to him rather than the representative. I then had talked to Mr. Williams to see if his client was all open to an alternative resolution as well. The good news is, for the meeting we had and the phone call with Mr. Williams, is that both parties are sincerely open to an alternative resolution. The bad news is there was no agreement on what that might be. And at the time that we had that meeting and made that phone call, it was right at the deadline for Mr. Williams to file the motion to intervene and whatever else he needed to file. So it really wasn't a good time to try and further that. I'm hoping after this first round of pleadings and motions, maybe those discussions can restart again. But so I'd say, though, at present, the status of the case is that I would expect more litigation, more pleadings, hearings, and perhaps eventually orders. But I would expect that there will be no swift resolution if the litigation continues. The saying goes, the wheels of justice grind slowly, and in fact they do. So for those who enjoy the constant feeling of anger and bitterness, and Perhaps there's a few of those on both sides of the lawsuit. The things should continue the way they're going, the slow, expensive process of litigation. But for those who want some peace of mind and into the bitter denunciations and into the divisiveness of the neighborhood and the city, in our little community, we fervently hope that they can find a middle ground and an end to the litigation, and we would like to help them find that resolution. That is the status and update.
Thank you, sir. We have three people signed up. Ms. Sandra Calhoun.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. I am one of the parties that is in the plaintiff's notice of special action. I am a neighbor of 205 Douglas Street, and I was asked to read a statement by one of the other neighbors who couldn't be here today, John Berger, and the statement was a little long. I couldn't fit it in the 3 minutes allotted, so I would like to emphasize some of the important points. I believe all the council members received his statement, but John and Susan Berger purchased their home in 2004. I purchased mine in 97, and we're all across the street from 205 Douglas Street. Jack Dicey, who was the owner at the time, signed an agreement with the city to build in 2005 to build no more than 5 site-built residential manufactured units on the property. They were not and are not now zoned for commercial use. The 3 RM units that were built were affixed permanently to the property in order to be taxed as unified parcels, not as a trailer park. Mr. Obenchain can't really undo that agreement, which erased and superseded any previous non-conforming grandfathered use of the property. Allowing a non-conforming use of the trailer park in the middle of single-family homes on a third of an acre may set a precedent which makes Old Bisbee's historic overlay district vulnerable to the same kinds of interpretation for the non-conforming uses that are up there. In other words, you know, if it could be a non-conforming use at one time and then, you know, it switches around and it's like it's always there, or when the use changes, does that change? But the point that I really wanted to emphasize, because I share this with the other plaintiffs as well, is that I object to Mr. Obenchain's method of violating the zoning code first, then crying foul when the neighbors insist on enforcement, and that created the adversarial environment which he now claims makes him a victim. If you grant his request, you will encourage this approach as well as, more sadly, more litigation. So that's just what I had to say to counsel.
Thank you, Ms. Cowan. Next would be Gail Covington McBride.
Can't see anything. Just had a cornea replacement. Mm-hmm. Fascinating medical technology, but the eyes don't work really well just yet. Thank you for letting me speak tonight. Certainly. I'd like to start by appreciating our mayor and members of the city council, who I believe serve in often a thankless job. And I want to thank you for everything you do. I'm not here tonight to speak to the issue of zoning and the placement of the trailers in the Warren neighborhood. I want to say a few words on a topic that I think is perhaps more important. When, after living many wonderful places in the world, my husband, my mother, and I decided to make Bisbee our forever home. And my friends, when we made that decision, asked why. Why, when you can go anywhere, have you chosen Bisbee? Well, it wasn't for the great roads, the convenience of shopping, recreational activities, or for a variety of health care options. No, all of these things are sorely lacking in Bisbee. I answer that question with what drew us here and keeps us here is the people. and the community of Bisbee. When I see things happen in our community, I see people ready to help all the time. And I boast to my friends about what a strong, strong, wonderful community I live in. I'm happy to boast about that. And even when people don't have a lot to give, they step forward and they give, and they want to help others in need. And in a real sense, folks on both sides of this issue with the trailers are responding in that way. They want to help the people they think are in need. And that's a good thing. But unfortunately, the actions of some people at the meeting of the Board of Adjustment and the comments that were made on social media have been mean-spirited and, yes, deplorable. Our community is better than that. We can certainly disagree without personally attacking those who have different opinions. I, along with others, was dismayed to hear a member of the Board of Adjustment angrily berate.
Pardon me, ma'am. We need to...
Faster?
Yes, ma'am.
And chastise the audience for wasting his time when the issue of the building code violations was his job, and his job was to serve the community. So I'll leave you with a thought from a little gem of a book called Return to Civility by John Sweeney. It's based on the premise that we have forgotten to respect and honor our fellow human beings as equal travelers on this journey. We can and will disagree on issues, but let's get it together, and let's act the way we want the world to be. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. See, I gave you leeway there because of your corneal transplant.
No, but thank you. Yeah, I can, disability.
Helise Dupnik. Welcome.
Hi. Council members, mayor, people of Bisbee. My name's Helise Dupnik. I live in Bisbee. And I felt moved to speak today on this topic basically after observing what's been presented and expressed at various meetings about this. We do live under rules and laws which we've agreed upon in order to avoid misunderstanding and provide guidance for how we conduct ourselves in our society. Sometimes we don't always agree with those laws or rules, and there are ways to change them if necessary. Lately, we've seen in our nation's capital how someone thinks they're above rules and laws that everybody else has to obey. So I hope we can do better in the city of Bisbee. At the last city council meeting, I'm paraphrasing here, but I believe I heard the city attorney say basically that that the law is actually clear here and was what was recommended by the city attorney's office. And what people may want it to be, or what they may personally like or dislike, legally really isn't relevant. But acknowledging that there are real human feelings and effects on both sides. But what disturbs me here, as the previous speaker spoke about, is how people have treated each other at times during this issue and the vitriol which has been expressed. So I sincerely hope that something reasonable can be worked out without infringing on anyone's rights and also acknowledging what the law is. We all have to live together here, whether it's Bisbee or in this state or the world, and if we don't treat each other with respect and compassion, we won't ever be able to work things out together. And we all need each other to do that, because things get pretty complicated and we need to continue to support each other. So
thank you, ma'am,
for listening.
That concludes the speakers.
I'd like to move to direct the city attorney to take no position in the special action brought by Emily Anderson et al. Against the Board of Adjustment regarding 205 Douglas Street.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Do we have discussion? Ms. Granato.
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Nay.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 4-3. City Manager's Report. Sir.
Thank you, Mayor. I have some good news. The USA Today has nominated Bisbee as the best southwestern small town, and we're ranked number one in this nomination process. The deadline date to vote is April the 24th, and if you want to know how to go about doing that, please look at the discoverbisbee.com website for the instructions. But we have until April 24th to do that. This is huge, so we thank you for your support.
You can vote every day.
Yes.
I know that as a fact, by the way. And of the 20 cities, we are number one at this particular point. So we can use your assistance in continuing that quest, because we are number one in many ways. We have no council comments. And so do we have a motion?
Mayor, I have a... Is attaboys proper at this point?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Councilman Gabe and I attended the Youth Make Art Festival this past weekend, and I just want to commend everyone who was involved with that. It certainly is a shining example of the types of things that we do here in Bisbee that really make us who we are.
Great. Well, as long as we're doing attaboys, I want to indicate that for the first time in modern history, the Youth Council actually is operational and full. We have 7 young people in the Youth Council. This is one of the goals that I was after, and it's actually occurred, and so I'm very, very happy about that. And down the road, you'll be seeing them in our council meetings, interacting with us, so that's a... we want to end on a good news piece, and I think that's a good news piece. So, thank you. Do we have a motion?
I move to adjourn.
Second. Do we have
second?
Second. Those in favor of adjourning signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried 7-0. We stand adjourned.